Last time, it was all my memories. This time, I share the Balticon love. It's the Adventures of Indiana Jim, episode 12, for the week of June 14th, 2008.
And now, coming to you not exactly live from
the Cliffs of Insanity,
a man who needs no introduction, that international man of geekery, that intrepid arch-geekologist, Indiana Jim.
You know, I don't want to be a downer on this very special love fest. Man, I hate living in an apartment. I really, really do. Yeah, tonight, my neighbor, a new neighbor. See, the apartment next door has been vacant for a couple months. Has decided that tonight was the perfect night to invite about 18 people over to his apartment and make a lot of noise. Run up and down the stairs, knock on the wall, stand on the front porch, jabber, 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 jabber. So if you hear any noises, that's what it is. Welcome to episode 12. You know, this is a very interesting moment for me. I reestablished the voicemail line at the behest, I believe it was the behest of Jack Jaffe, but I can clarify that for you if you bear with me. I was urged to have a voicemail line because then I might actually get some people to call in, you know, and give feedback. I'd be assured of getting feedback at that point. And I'm really trying to figure out who submitted this, but I guess it's really not all that important who, but I want to give credit to the right person. Pause. And just like that, through the magic of podcasting, it was actually it was instantaneous. It really was instantaneous that I found this information. Of course, Steve at the Wicked Good podcast was the one who suggested it in the email. And of course, I did have one that never got used. So what I did was I went on Twitter and I begged on my knees. I groveled for voicemail. I sent mass text messages to people to call in. And you know what? It worked. And, I learned from J.C. Hutchins. You can blame him, okay? Anyway, everybody knows I tweet a lot anyway. So, you know, without any further ado, we're not going to get to a promo. We're going to start off with some feedback. We're going to start off with an old friend of the show. You may recognize this fellow.
Hey there, Jim. It's Doug. And just phoning in my Balticon memories. I've got to say, the entire weekend was just one big blur. It was awesome, but it went by so fast. But the one thing that does stand out, right before Heather Welliver and her friends took the stage, there was this kind of impromptu opening act. And if people didn't get a chance to see that, that's still available over at geekacres.net. I don't want to spoil it, but, you know, just, oh, boy, it was something to see. Anyway,
I guess
I had a great time at Balticon. I'm already making plans for Balticon 43, and I hope all of your friends and fans show up because it's just a great time. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
That, of course, is Mr. Doug Rapson of the podcast Geek Acres. And, you know, I have three kids, okay? They run up and down the stairs, but they don't sound like those kids over there. Yeah, so I'm trying to find my zen. At least the neighbors can hear me go, "Hey, kids, don't play on the stairs," when it's my kids. Doug Rapson, speaking of kids, speaking of jumping on things, Paul Fisher had mentioned in whatever room it was we were in at the time that Heather was about to begin her concert, and she was really nervous, and he was afraid no one would show up. So he wanted us all to make sure we came in there to make Heather feel at ease. And when I got in there, no problem. I mean, the room was packed. The little hallway lobby thing, packed as far as, well, can't really say packed. I mean, it was well attended. Okay, the lobby's kind of a big area, but the little area right here was pretty well attended. So as Heather was in front of the stage, her back turned to me, of course, I leapt upon the stage and pretended like I was going to do something, because I knew what better way to put Heather at ease than make a fool out of myself, right? So I get up there and she told me, go, go. I was like, what do I do? What? So I didn't do anything, but I did make her laugh, sort of chuckle, maybe, at the freak, you know, circus freak. And I proceeded to walk over to Doug Rapson, who had the video camera, and made sure he got that. So anyway, you can go over to geekacres.net and view the video. Well, you know, why stop now? Why not keep going? I mentioned Paul Fisher. He was the new media chair at Balticon 42, and here was his comments.
Hi, this is Paul Fisher from the Balticon podcast, the ADD cast, the Patio Books, Serve It Cold, Forever 15, and You're Hired. And when I'm not doing those, I run the new media track at Balticon. My favorite part of Balticon, while seeing all the podcasters and partying with them, that was just out of this world. Getting to introduce so many great folks to each other and having them join the party, having Earl Newton premiere Stranger Things, do the Singularity event, that was incomparable. But the absolute best memory of Balticon was just taking a giant breath of fresh air when it was over and everybody left and everybody was happy and safe. Thank you all for coming. Thank you, Jim, for coming all the way from Kentucky or Tennessee or wherever it is that you came from. It's kind of foul of me not to actually know that, but you know,
Indiana, Paul?
Y'all just had to meet me, and I have to remember everybody.
Indiana,
getting
Jim.
Up at 8 a.m., doing interviews, staying up till 3 a.m.
I mean, what are they doing, trying to rip the stairs down next door?
Yeah. Watching drunk teenage lacrosse players stagger around the hotel.
Yeah, that was exciting.
Thinking, I'm so glad I don't have to worry about our people doing that.
What? Wait.
Well, you are my people.
I saw one get naked.
I hope you feel the love. Balticon 42 was amazing. Jim, it was great to meet you, and thank you so much for coming out. Paul Fisher, out.
Nice. Good voicemail, Paul. Yeah, it was absolutely a pleasure meeting you, sir. You quite different in real life than you appear on pod. You are just a perfect gentleman. Very, very friendly. You put yourself out quite a bit, sir. I can remember at least two of the evenings where you said, I need a nap. And you kept going. And your wife, Martha, of course, was right there helping out. And you guys were like good den parents, you know, for the... Don't take offense at that. For the podcasters. Yeah, I saw one of the teenage lacrosse players drunk outside, naked. Something to do with her shorts not fitting properly or something. Yeah, had to turn away and leave. That was one of the more uncomfortable moments. I think it was the only uncomfortable moment at Balticon. Certainly odd anyway. Well, let's just keep going. One of my favorite parts, you heard me mention the guy whose name I could not remember, who came up to me and wanted to meet the man in the hat. His name is Kevin Crosby, and he had this to say about Balticon 42.
Indiana Jim. This is Kevin from Silver Spring. Just dropping a few lines about what I learned at Balticon 42. At Balticon, I learned that podcasters are a bit more lively than their literary counterparts, that zombies are real and merely afflicted with a disease that is painful to pronounce, and that by referring to them as zombies, you're proving that you're a bigot.
That's right.
I learned that the singularity is a wondrous event to behold, and that the pinnacle of military superiority is to drop rocks on your enemies' heads from space.
Yeah.
I learned that with a few changes, I don't have to be that guy. Well, maybe. I found that you can find some of the coolest people around wandering the halls of Balticon. And finally, I learned that the man in the hat is even more deadly with a bell than he is with a bullwhip. And that's a few of the things I learned at Balticon.
Yes, deadly with the bell. Thank you, Kevin, for calling in. If you have not, go over to tmorris.com/blog for the Survival Guide to Writing Fantasy. Listen to the live survival guide at Balticon. Yes, I made spectacular use of the bell. That was exciting. And Kevin, an absolute pleasure to meet you. Thank you so much for buying dinner that one time at band camp. No, just kidding. At podcaster camp. Pod camp? No. Epic? No. But yeah, it was very cool of you to do that, and I definitely hope to see you next year at Balticon 43, and I hope to hear more from you in the voicemail line. Actually, Kevin and I have been having a long email discussion about some of the things we experienced there and some of the takeaways we have from Balticon, and I'm going to be presenting some of that in a future episode down the road. Now, one of the guys that I had absolute pleasure meeting and getting to know a little bit and hanging out with, well, let's just say he is my sexy young friend.
Hey Jim, it's Chris Lester from the Metamore City podcast. Just wanted to say thanks for making me feel welcome at Balticon this year. We had a great time. Thanks especially for taking Michigan Brian out and taking him to the theaters. I know that it meant a lot to him, and he's still talking about it and how it really made him feel like part of the tribe. So keep doing what you're doing, man. God bless you.
Thank you, Chris Lester, my sexy young friend. Yes, oh, Chris Lester, you know, you think you know a guy until you meet him in real life. And he's just boisterous and effusive and always had a smile on his face and was very good on panel. He was in the voice actor panel. I think that's what it was. Not character voice panel, but voice actor panel with Rich Siegfried and Christiana Ellis and James Patrick Kelly, and was very good on the panel. Got to say that. And well-spoken young gentleman, and I can't say enough about him. Once you meet these people in real life, it things take on a completely different perspective. I just, you know, there's not enough I can say. If you're a fan, if you're a podcaster, if you're in the tribe on Twitter and you have yet to do the IRL in real life thing, you've got to come to Balticon. It's absolutely, absolutely fun time. And a great community building event. So I've said enough. How about the perspective of someone who didn't get to go to Balticon this year? Let's hear what Mr. Gadgets has to say.
Jim, it's Bruce.
Bruce!
Otherwise known as Mr. Gadgets, not calling from Kansas City, but rather calling from the East Coast of the great United States of America. In fact, part of the founding of our very country. Very close by here, I am in Boston. And I noted with interest that you had a voicemail number, so what can I say? You have a voicemail number. If you build it, they will come, or at least I will. So, of course, I had to call in
baseball,
and tell you how much
Ray.
I enjoy the show.
Oh, thank you.
I did especially appreciate your wrap-up of Balticon. I was suffering quite a bit of Balticon envy. I had the Balticon blues.
Yeah.
And our little local SF con, I didn't even bother with this year. So it was the same weekend, but given last year, it didn't even seem worth the effort. And I did appreciate your recap. It seemed like I was almost there with you, and I probably would have been hanging around in the same rooms. Almost, I say almost, but it was great. And enjoy the show. Keep up the great work, and we'll talk to you again. Bye.
Thanks, Bruce. I do love your voicemails on the Chasing the Bard podcast, Philippa Jane's podcast novel. And we haven't had a chance to meet or talk much, but we do now and again. And one thing we share in common is we both like Alison Krauss. She is a vision. One thing I wanted to say, Bruce, and I hope you get to go next year. Balticon is very small. If you've ever been to Dragon Con or Gen Con or Star Wars Celebration, some of these very large cons, I've never been to one, so I don't know what it's like. But I imagine, you know, you're running around like a chicken with your head cut off a lot of times. At Balticon, it's a very, very homey little hotel. You know, it doesn't have a big vaulted ceilings and all this stuff. You walk in, there's the front desk on the right, you see the hallway in front of you, there's a fireplace with a little sitting area, and then there's the bar slash restaurant. And it has a very compact feel. But there's nothing better than walking around. And you, every hallway that you walk down, the two main hallways and downstairs, there's some rooms down there. You walk into the bar, you see podcasters that you know. There's Hutch, there's Matt Wallace, there's Murr. You walk onto the patio, there's Rich, there's Earl, there's Dave. You know, there's T. Morris running around somewhere. If you don't see him, just listen for his voice. But you're just constantly running into these people that you know from these podcasts, and it's just a fabulous time. So we're going to take our first break here, and when we come back, we'll of course get more of this beautiful, beautiful Balticon feedback.
What is the weird show? UFOs, Bigfoot, frontier science,
magic,
outer space,
strange people,
robots, dinosaurs,
cryptozoology,
wonders,
evolution,
meat trees,
history,
alien life,
mysteries,
the occult,
chupacabra,
giant
artificial intelligence,
alternative technology,
ancient
quests,
extreme foods,
tangential
views,
environmental
myths,
wild analogies,
electricity,
trance,
science,
memory
fiction,
manipulation.
Ah, hell, I don't know.
But it's a lot of fun. It comes out every week, and it's guaranteed to be weird. A roundup of news stories, some of which you may have heard of before, but you've never heard them like this. Find out more at uncaffeinated.ca. You know, that didn't work out so well. So let's start Earl over again.
Hello, this is Earl Newton. I'm the executive producer and the creator of Stranger Things. And for me, Balticon was a life-changing experience. Enough said.
So, duh, Jim. Levels? Not so good there. Wow, I drowned out Earl. I kind of feel bad. That was sloppy. But you know what? That's kind of what you deal with when you do this live podcast recording thing. Yeah, Earl Newton. Well, if you listened to the interview with Earl and Dave of Stranger Things, you heard one of my favorite discussions with anybody ever, anywhere, of any kind. it was just that much fun getting to know those guys. And we continue to to converse and have relation. No, have a relationship. Yes, that's a much better way of putting it. Speaking of Dave, well, what did he have to say?
Hello, I'm David Cantor, the host of Audiometrics, the sound and the soul of Stranger Things. Indiana Jim wanted me to call in and leave a message about great Balticon memories, but God, it's so hard to pick just one or anything like that and not talk a whole show about it, as he already proved.
Oh, go ahead.
But wow, what an amazing time. Truly, truly, truly. I made some spectacular people. People I will, you know, probably associate with for quite the many years. Or at least I hope.
Yes.
Just so many things I could say, but it was a blast.
Yeah, and that's pretty much it. It was a blast. You know, Dave said, you know, I want you to listen to it, make sure it's okay, because I'm not sure that it worked very well. Well, Dave, it was from the heart. And anything after that would have been rehearsed. So, speaking of from the heart, another gentleman I loved meeting and making friends with, and you heard him mentioned on Chris Lester's voicemail, and that was my dear friend Michigan Brian, who could in fact be my nemesis if we weren't such good friends.
Indiana Jim, this is Michigan Brian. I just wanted to thank you for extending the hand of friendship to me at Balticon, for inviting me to the movie with you guys, and just being fun to hang around with that weekend. I was more than a little nervous that Chris would become super busy and I would be wandering around alone, and it was really great to know that not only was I not alone, but that I actually made some friends that weekend. So, rock on, dude, and I don't know, now I'm stumbling, so edit this part to make it sound like I'm really super intelligent and suave and know what I'm saying. So if I hear this part on the podcast, I am going to have to come down to Indiana and beat you to death with your own shoes.
I better get the cold cuts and hide the shoes. Sorry, Brian. You're okay. I mean, you don't sound dumb. Come on, you do sound smart and witty and all those other things. You know, Brian is in Metamore City. I forget the character he plays. I hear it's a major character. He's a voice actor, not necessarily a podcaster. He's a friend of a podcaster. If Michigan Brian can come down to Balticon and make many friends as he did, then you can too. Yes. Yes, it is just that simple. You can too. Someone else who was new to the con circuit and who made some friends, I believe, was, well, you know, a regular listener to this show. I think you'll recognize him.
Hey, Indy. This is Parsec-nominated author Jack Jaffe.
Woo!
Yeah, I know, that sounds like a complete douchebag statement, but hey, well, my fans actually nominated me, and the steering committee hasn't kicked me off yet, so I'll say it while I can. Alright, you want memories from Balticon. Let's hear one of my best memories, which I think fits your podcast, would be, I was wandering around through the get together meeting the first night for the podcasters, and no one knew who I was, and I don't look a thing like how most people envision me, apparently, which I really like. And I was going by one by one and slowly introducing myself to people, and I introduced myself to you, and then later on, like 30 minutes or 20 minutes later or however later, you put your arm around me and podcasting's Rich Siegfried, which at the time we were kind of feuding a little bit over some CultureCast comments and the flash which I made about him over on CultureCast. And he didn't know who I was, and I was about ready to introduce myself to podcasting's Rich Siegfried. I was just waiting for him to look over, see my badge, see the name, and then pop me one right in the nose.
Uh-huh.
But he didn't. And I'm just like sitting there going like, let me get out of here, let me get out of here. But you had your arm locked around both of us. So it was kind of weird. And then later on, I ran to him at the bar. And actually, he turns out to be a pretty cool guy. And he pulled me out of a jam a little bit during a joke segment on CultureCast. Hopefully it'll air sometime.
You see there?
Anyway, that was a good memory, which involved you at Balticon.
Cool.
Talk to you later. And hey, remember to ask Dial your own voicemail number. That way you don't lose it. Anyway, talk to you later. Bye.
Very funny. Gah. I mean, really? Never thought of that before. I'm kidding. I didn't lose it due to inactivity. I basically let it run out due to inactivity because, you know, nobody ever called it. So I was like, well, I don't need it. You know, no big deal. But I told you that Rich was a nice guy. You didn't know what to think of Rich. I told you, podcasting's Rich Siegfried is an act, but Rich Siegfried, the man, is plain and simple, the man, period. End of story. And not to be outdone, the Grand Poobah, the overall chairperson of Balticon 42, not sure if he does it like every year or what, but if it's like a rotation thing, but Greg Wright, otherwise known as Daikabir, DAECABHIR on Twitter. Still don't know how to pronounce it. I'll ask him one of these days, but here you go.
So, Indiana Jim, this is Greg Wright, the chair of Balticon 42. You were asking for some memories, so I figured I'd leave a few for you. I guess one of the big things for me was walking around on Sunday night and checking out at about 10 o'clock, seeing that we had one large room full of people for a book launch that included a rock band doing music that was kind of themed to the to that book being launched. Meanwhile, out in the lobby, just down the hall, we had George Robb performing to a full room. And downstairs in the main ballroom, we had a pretty full house for the film festival. And you know, we'd always kind of worried about whether or not we could do a four-day con that people would be sticking around on Sunday night for, and that was really kind of huge, was just to see all this stuff going on at 10 o'clock on a Sunday night, and people were just having a really great time. Kind of related to that, one of the other things that was really cool about the weekend was the number of launches that were going on, and we had the launch party on Sunday evening.
I love hearing his Twitter go off.
With the rock band, but earlier we'd had a launch for a anthology, Badass Fairies 2, edited by Daniel Ackley McPhail, that, you know, again, had the room positively packed. And sitting there in the opening ceremonies and watching Earl Newton's kind of teaser for their launch on of a special Stranger Things event on Sunday at noon was really cool, because for me, that's been one of those big things, has been getting getting people interested in wanting to do those kind of premieres, do those kind of launches, because that's the sort of thing that makes people want to come to a convention, is stuff that they can't just walk down the hall and or walk down the street, rather, to the corner store and get. And stuff like Earl's launch and then the book launches and things like that are just things that they can't go to Blockbuster, they can't get it from Netflix, can't get it from Borders or Barnes and Noble. So on a more personal note, as chair, I got to spend a fair amount of time with the guest of honor, and Connie Willis, John Jude Palancar, Urban Tapestry, which was Allison Durno, Jody Prangle, and Debbie Ritipath-Ogie. Just classic examples of true down-to-earth professionals. you know, they're all very witty, wonderful people to be around, and, you know, truly, truly grateful to their fans, you know, for showing up and for showing an interest. So, you know, all in all, I mean, I was thinking about this on the way home in the car. There were just a lot of things that I really enjoyed about the convention, even though I was running around like a chicken with my head cut off most of the time. So, seemed like everybody had a good time. Sounds like you had a good time, and you're coming back next year. So, hopefully, since I won't be running things next year, I'll have a little more time to hang out. So, anyway, thank you much for the opportunity, and I'll talk to you later.
And there you go. Not running things next year, so which is probably a good thing. I think once you do it once, you know, you probably definitely need to take that break, because it's a big hairy deal. Even though it's a small con, it's a big deal to put all that together. And you did a masterful job, very, very good job, between you, overall chair, and then Paul Fisher, of course, the new media chair. It just ran smoothly and looked good, sounded good. Everybody was happy with it, I think. Nobody got too upset about anything, and you just did a great job, Greg. So thank you so much for calling and leaving your memories, and it was very, very nice to finally meet you in person, of course. And so we're going to take another break here and, you know, finish it out with the ladies coming back. Oh, yeah.
Don't have any plans this weekend? Come on out and see our brand new Bantha Fodder Diet location in Mas Espa at the corner of Bindu Street and Wills Avenue. To kick off our brand new location, we're having a huge half-off sale for our yearly plans. Darth Maul will be there making balloon animals for the kids from 2 to 4. That's the Bantha Fodder Diet Superstore in Mas Espa this weekend. See you there.
Yes, in a way.
In a world where you can't find a movie, the Cue the Film podcast comes at the most dismal time.
This movie is like, there's an implosion in like, pretty colors.
This movie features a 3-hour clip of a wonderful waterfall falling.
Four men and women vow to do the impossible, to make a podcast where alien movies... Sappy love stories.
I love you, never let us part.
The bad news is, I'm dating Fisher Stevens.
And blockbusters.
I'm king of the world! Even though I personally have a vagina!
We'll meet and coexist, kind of. I'm some random British guy you've probably never met, here to tell you the Cue the Film podcast is here. Find it at cuethefilm.blogspot.com.
Bring out your dad. Bring out your dad.
You know, I really, really wish I could just use the Indiana Jones theme for this silly podcast thing. Royalty crap. I mean, who cares? Well, anyway, I told you we were coming back with the ladies, didn't I?
Hey, Indiana Jim, this is Scott Breakall from Richmond, Virginia, twitter.com/breakall, and calling in to say hi and give you my most memorable moment from PulseCon 42. And we had a great time at PulseCon 42. This is my first Balticon, and had a lot of very cool experiences there. The lunch when we first got there with you and Jet, Earl Newton, Dave Cantor, and lots of other cool folks. That was awesome. And then another particularly memorable event was the room party in May and I's room that got shut down at 3 p.m. mostly due to a particularly rambunctious New Zealander.
Oh, I don't think it was Pep's fault, really.
My most memorable event was an Indiana Jim moment, so you'll like it. And I was at the Singularity, the Stranger Things event, where they premiered their new episode. And it was actually right afterwards. We were all stunned and amazed at how great the story and the production and everything, and we were saying hi and giving big hugs to Earl and Dave, Matt Wallace, and you were getting your group photo with the guys. I think you got your shirt signed, and then as you let them, then in a moment, you know, you were just overcome with emotion, and you came up to me and gave me a big kiss right on the neck. Wow. A great big kiss from a great big guy.
That's right.
What a moment. And we are looking forward to BalticsCon 43. Hope to see you there. Hope to see you sooner than that even, buddy. So take care. Bye-bye.
Did you hear that? Even after being kissed by me, he's still coming back. Oh, yeah. No, see what happened, Scott, was as Earl and I had arms around each other, smiling for the camera, and we were singing the Indiana Jones theme, and he started saying, "Indy 4 sucks," and I went, "You're a big..." It was a great moment. And you, I think, were laughing at Earl. You found Earl funnier than you found me, so I had to pay back for it right in front of everybody. Yeah, there were cameras, though they weren't pointed at us. They should have been. Somebody should have gotten a picture of that, because that kiss, oh man, let me tell you. And moving from one favorite person to another favorite person I hung out with quite a bit, became very good friends with, and, well, she leaves good voicemails.
Indiana Jim, hello? This is Jet.
Hi, Jet.
This is Mistress Jet to my most closest friends. I remember my most favorite memory of BalticsCon 42 is when I got asked by Podcasting's Rich Siegfried to be a voice in his radio adventures of whatever that guy is. Oh my god, what's his name? Mr. Adventure.
There you go.
Yeah, that's it. The live show at BalticsCon 42 for Mr. Adventure.
Yeah, that was fun.
I got to play a small role at the end. I got to be a reporter, but I was so nervous and terrified, and you and everybody else that was part of it helped me to relax and really enjoy myself, and I think I did a pretty decent job.
Did a great
job. It was a lot of fun, and it really helped gain a little more of my confidence in voice acting. So there you go. There's my BalticsCon 42 memory. See ya. Bye.
Yes. Thank you, Jet, for calling. What? Oh. Gotta love those automated voicemail thingies. Yeah. Mr. Adventure was pretty classic. You know, I liked standing right behind Rich because I knew that I could break him. And there were a few occasions that I set him to laughing. You know, here's the thing about Rich. Not to take anything away from Jet. First of all, Jet, you were good. You were good. You nailed the part. Exactly. The thing to note about Rich is he gets really, really nervous and really, really flustered. And you might not be able to tell that Rich Siegfried, podcasting's Rich Siegfried, is nervous. But he was, wow. You know, he was on edge pretty much. Because he'd been running all day, just like we all were that day in particular. And, you know, at lunchtime, had to go to Kinko's, get the scripts printed, and then come back for a Geek Radio Daily recording. And then there was rehearsal of Mr. Adventure, and Carissa was still collating scripts when we got back from the Indy 4 showing. And pretty much running around crazy trying to get everybody together for this thing. And from running around getting everybody together to running right in and getting started. And, you know, I admire Rich so much because he does not lose his temper, it seems, you know, in public at least. He seemed to keep a grip on things. But, you know, I liked standing behind him because I knew I could just throw things in there to make him laugh and loosen him up. And I think it worked a little bit. But yeah, Jet's going to be appearing in 118 Migration if they start putting out more episodes. Seems like they're having a bit of a delay in things. But, you know, there's still more girls to get in here. Oh, yeah.
Indiana Jim, this is Carissa of OutcastMultimedia.com /Little Voices. And, of course, Leroy, Muffy, and Yenta, the Little Voices, are here with me. And we do have some comments for you about Balticon 42. It was outstanding. It was a blast. Of course, the best part was meeting you,
yes,
Indiana Jim.
Thank you.
The best roommate a woman and her boyfriend could ask for.
Yeah.
I did get to attend some outstanding panels.
Mine's
some I did
out of
not
the gutter,
expect.
People. Out of the
of course,
gutter.
Singularity was a great event. My mind was blown. I nearly piddled. It was outstanding. I had to jump up and scream when they cliffhangered us between Act 2 and 3 with the Make with the Moor Man.
I know.
But I did get to attend a panel on the science behind Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy with Sci-Fi Laura. She was a speaker on the panel. I engaged parts of my brain that I have not used since college.
Wow.
It delved into the nerd aspects of robotics and time travel and interdimensional travel. It was outstanding. I mean, it was just, it delved into so much that I hadn't even thought about in that way before. And then attending some other panels like The People You Will Meet and The Live Mr. Adventure and all sorts of things that just blew my mind. It was only my second con. So it was great for me to experience that world too. And I think it was your first con too.
Second.
And it was great seeing it through a newbie's eyes too. And of course, 3 a.m. conversations with the fabulous Indiana Jim are always fun.
That's right.
Because at 3 a.m. everything's funny.
Wait a minute.
But Balticon 42 was just a complete blast, and I'm so glad I went, and I'm glad I got to meet you. It was fabulous reading your scripts. Thanks for sending more.
Oh, you're welcome.
I can't wait
you're
to welcome. Finish them up today, and I will definitely email you more comments because I've got more to say. But I hope it helps, and I'll talk to you later. Have a great one. Bye.
Thanks, Carissa. Yes. Yes, Carissa. Oh, wait, I have to ask first. Does that mean that everything I say that's not at 3 a.m. is not funny? Are you saying it has to be 3 a.m. for you to find me funny? Really? No, Carissa is my first official junkie, and I was completely taken by surprise because I played for her the first act of the audio drama that I'm working on, and where at the end is a perfect serial cliffhanger, if I do say so myself. Not as perfect, say, as the ones that T. Morris has been doing the last couple portions of Moravi. But it was a decent cliffhanger, you know. And so Carissa, her eyes get as big as her head. And she's like, "Make with the Moor! What happened? Make with the Moor!" And I'm sitting there laughing at her. But she's getting mad at me. She wants to know what's going on. It's like, I knew I had it right. So, magnanimous person that I am, I gave her the scripts to the audio drama so she could read it. Just because I'm that kind of guy. And she was very complimentary of my writing skills, which I was completely blown away. And that's one of the proudest moments I will take away from Balticon, is that validation, you know, that in-person validation. I mean, you get listeners and you get subscribers, but to see the look on someone's face as they're listening to this thing, to see what your writing can do to people, it's just one of the greatest experiences ever. Oh, I'm getting giddy just thinking about it again. So we've come at last to the end. And here at the end of The Adventures of Indiana Jim is my single favorite voicemail from all the voicemails that were left for me. This one just takes the cake.
Hey, Jim, it's Heather Welliver. At your Twitter command, I am calling to leave my voicemail memories of Balticon 42.
I giggled.
It may be late. I'm sorry about that, but you know me, fashionably late.
Let's see. Memories of Balticon 42. There are so many. There were so many wonderful people there, so many good times. I can't pick just one. The Singularity event, how fabulous was that?
Very.
I got to do my show, my performance, which will be available soon on the internet in video form.
Cool.
By the way.
Yeah, that was fun.
I remember you being on my stage before that, which everybody will see. And let's see, how many? Oh my gosh, there's just too many things. Takeover was fabulous, fantastic,
yeah.
And all the live recordings. And this is why when we try to record a recap episode, we end up going on for hours and hours and hours, because every single person there is so amazing and so talented and inspirational, and it's all like family. And so I will hold that in my heart for a long time and look forward to next year. And gonna stop rambling now, because I could go on forever. So thanks for doing this and having us all call in and leave memories. I can't wait to hear everybody else's. And number one thing, I have to mention it because you haven't yet, but I added you back to my Twitter stream because I met you and you're fabulous in person. So if anybody has any doubts, they just need to meet you. All right. Well, thanks a lot for letting us do this. Take care. Bye.
You see what I mean? Nothing warms the heart like that. And, you know, it's the perfect voicemail to go out on, because this is the key. It's the real life people. It's the touch, the feel, the look into their eyes. And as you're having these discussions, just having that interpersonal contact. Oh, gosh. I'm getting chills again thinking about it. Just so much fun meeting everybody. And you just can't put it into words. You just can't. Not at all. So, you know, it's been fun. I appreciate everyone listening. Yes, the voicemail is active. 206-350-8474. 206-350-8474. Next up, we're going to have the Indy 4 review. So call that voicemail line and leave your Indy 4 comments. I've already got some from Dan the Fan. So we're going to have that. And hopefully you'll call in and leave yours too after you see the movie. So we'll see you next time. Here's the man to tell you how to get in touch with me. We'll see you.
You've been listening to The Adventures of Indiana Jim, a production of Visionary Creative Works. Visit podcast.indianajim.net and leave comments on the blog. Send in your emails and audio feedback to podcast@indianajim.net. I'm Dr. John Small. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
I know it's after the outro, but I do have to mention Dr. John Smarr, because I met him at Balticon and I left him out of the recap. I felt so bad. He called me on it, and he was very nice about it, of course, because Dr. John Smarr is nothing but a class act and an impressive piece of man flesh, if I do say so myself. Extremely nice guy, very cool to talk to. We didn't get to talk much, and I hope next time maybe we get to hang out a little more and go get that seafood we talked about going to get, but just didn't have time to go fetch. And the other one, P.G. Holyfield. I neglected to mention him and his lovely wife, Liza Holyfield. Two of the nicest people, excuse me, that you will ever meet. And everybody was the nicest people you'd ever meet, but particularly P.G. and Liza. Very gracious people. Didn't get to talk with them much, but did get to some. So that was fun. And that's all I got. So this episode is now officially over.